whatever I'm doing, even I'm thinking, and where is that passion that I imagine and I hear about is not here. So what will happen? The first logical thing is give up, period, right? And our answer is, he will tell you that even if you cannot really walk, even if you are not worthy a penny, if you're like this and that, just walk the path. Do not give up. You see the opening of this message we're going to hear tonight? So listen carefully how he brings the new subjects in, and he wants to talk about the dragon, the ego, the biggest enemy, the enemy that we are fighting with, right? Okay, who is the guilty party tonight? A volunteer to be the guilty one. How about you?
Story of the dragon catcher who thought the frozen dragon was dead, and it wound in ropes and brought it to Baghdad.
It's not dragon catcher, it's snake catcher. Yes?
Story of the snake catcher who thought the frozen serpent was dead, and wound it in ropes and brought it to Baghdad.
This, so, you see, you saw the title? He told you the story. Right away. Right? But in the paragraph, he will not do that. He will tell you the beginning, which was there already, and he will go somewhere else to have your attention. And that's a big warning. But in the middle of that warning, he will give you the hope. So listen carefully. Yes?
Listen to a tale of the chronicler, in order that you might get an inkling of this veiled mystery. A snake catcher went to the mountains to catch a snake by his incantations.
That was the story. You see the title and the verses? First verse was the explanation that this is some narration of the history, and I tell you that for you to, maybe you will discover that hidden secret, okay? Second one, there was this snake catcher. He went to the mountain to find some snakes. He doesn't think about that yet. Then this, yes.
Whether one be slow or speedy, he that is a seeker will be a finder. Always apply yourself with both hands to seeking, for search is an excellent guide on the way. Lame and limping, and bent in figure, and unmannerly, ever creep toward him and be in quest of him. Now by speech, and now by silence, and now by smelling, catch in every quarter the scent of the king.
You see what happened? That was the story. The story of all of you. Didn't I tell you that when you want to enrich yourself, you start expanding your horizon? Means this word, right? What is this word to Rumi? Do you remember? This word is a mountain. So, you will go to the mountain to find a snake. Do you remember what the snake is? The knowledge. You're going around to gather some knowledge, right? The knowledgeable fellow is the angel of knowledge, isn't he? And he tricked us with what? With being a snake, right? Now we'll tell you that snake is in you. Is a sleeping frozen dragon in you. You go to find some snakes. But wait a minute. But comes later. For the moment, you're looking for a snake. Okay. First of all, when you're looking for something, you will find it. This is something that is normal to understand and is promised. It works in both universes, okay? By that I mean, do not give up that yearning, because that's what it is. That feeling of being thirsty for the knowledge. Because that is your leader. When you're coming out and you want to go around and see different people, get different ideas, the real leader is that in you, that thirst. Don't give up on that. I don't care how. If it is with silence, or it is with talking, or it is with this or that, doesn't matter. Even your manner doesn't matter. This manner was the second part of the first paragraph, book one. He taught that, oh, the manner. Beware of the manner. Do you remember? He said, Moses, in the time of Moses, everything was coming from the sky, and some silly people, they said, where is that stuff, or where is that stuff? Jesus went away. Do you remember all of that? Here he will say, even that doesn't matter. What? Think about it. The way he's saying it, if you want to learn how to decipher a book like this, this is the way you should think. Okay, he's saying this. Why he should insist upon it right now, like this, and he was insisting on the opposite right at the beginning. And in between was this fellow coming from Caesar, coming looking for a parking place for his Chevrolet maybe. But the feeling was inside, remember that? What is the difference? That is book one, first session. And the people are sitting around. Who are they? They are these pure-minded, simple people. Yes, there is exception, Hassan al-Din is exception or some, but they are normal people. Now, they have been around 7 years, and they spent 2 years in that practice, remember? Now, it doesn't matter. There, they should have been careful because they were going to find out about themselves and coming out. Here, we're talking about the ego, and we know that your ego has been grown because 7 years coming and going doesn't increase your ego. Knowing about this, knowing about that, knowing about that. Even if you are the lousiest student in a class and you show off once in a while, when in the street somebody will admire your teacher, you start to inflate your ego. This is Rumi. And these are that special group around him. And now they are knowledgeable. This is why he does it. He says, all the stuff I was talking. Do you remember? I told you a story. In a way, I tricked you. I hope next time Alouette will help me to forget about teasing and I will tell you the real story. But at the beginning, I will somehow explain to you the shock I received in the art school. In a way, it goes normal with you because you think that, okay, this fellow is talking about his experiences, normal. And over there, I have the opportunity to tell you that the good thing about the art is the teacher will come and will say, today I will teach you this. And you start to teach that. At the end of the session, you say, tomorrow we learn the opposite. And we realize that the opposite is even better than this. Yeah, because first we talk about harmony, then contrast. And contrast is more important. Then, next day, you will come and say, those are nonsenses. Exaggeration. You see, do you remember that? I tell you that. Because that's what goes on here. The first thing we tell you is the serious stuff that you could swallow. Little by little, I take it back. Because there is only one absolute stuff. Is this, period. The rest are relative, changeable. All of them, no exception. The only exception is the exception. That's it, right? So here, we say, when I'm saying that this is dangerous and your ego is a dragon, you know why you are not killing the people? Have you ever thought about that? You. Oh, you think that? Me? Never. You wished a lot of people dead in your life. You couldn't kill them. If you could, you would have. Because you're living in a society that fear of the police has stopped you to do that. But the dragon is there. If one day, by silly accidents, it was not one day, but it was less than 19 months, that a lot of people will do this and say, you are my God. You will believe it, you become one of those dictators and you will kill a lot of people just for being good. That's what it is. Don't take the ego symbol. Now you hear that. How does it feel? Oh, let's give up. They say, no! Do you remember? We're talking about walking the path, not arriving somewhere, first of all. Here, first of all, I'll tell you, when you walk the path, you arrive somewhere. When you try this, you will change. I don't say that you will change to what you wish for. Because all of you, you wish to be an angel. And the grown-up in you is the devil. But you will become something else. Therefore, remember, the only guide really you have, the fellow that should really guide you, is the yearning, that feeling. Because that feeling has something hidden in it. When you're yearning to learn, you know that you don't know. That empty space is necessary. Because you know there is a place that you don't know. You want to know. This will uninflate or deflate your ego a little bit. If you do it constantly, it cannot grow up. So this was the first paragraph in the first parenthesis in these parentheses. Okay? Yes.
Jacob said to his sons, make search for Joseph beyond bounds. In this search, earnestly direct every sense toward every side, like one that is ready.
Means what? You know this story, come on. Everybody knows this story. Knows what? He made that statement, strong statement, that it doesn't matter if you're distorted, if you're filthy, if you're this, if you're that. Walk towards Ha. Okay? Then he ended it that use whatever you have, all your senses. He counted this and that and that and that, and that came to smell. Do you remember what he said about the smell in book two? He said, excuse me, I was in a garden so beautiful. Sorry, I cannot bring it here to you.